Texas jury finds Carmelo Anthony guilty in the murder of Austin Metcalf. By Dylan Gwynn on June 9, 2026. A jury in Collin County, Texas, has found 19-year-old Carmelo Anthony guilty of murder in the 2025 stabbing death of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf. Anthony stabbed Metcalf in the Frisco Memorial Tent at a regional track meet in Frisco, Texas. Anthony, a former student at Frisco Centennial, took shelter in the tent during a rainy portion of the day. Frisco Memorial athletes, including Metcalf, told him to leave the tent roughly 15 times, according to witnesses. One 17-year-old student-athlete who went to Frisco Memorial with Metcalf told the court that Anthony, 19, did not act in self-defense. He kept his hands in his backpack until Metcalf shoved him, and then he responded by stabbing the teen in the chest. That's lethal force against non-lethal, the witness explained. One of the key parts of Anthony's defense is the claim that Austin and his brother Hunter ganged up on Anthony, forcing him to take the knife out of his bag to defend himself. However, multiple witnesses testified that he never saw Austin nor his brother gang up on Anthony. Anthony's lawyers pursued a self-defense case on behalf of their client. However, the jury ultimately found that defense unconvincing. Race played a role in the case. Anthony is black, and Metcalf is white. Two factors did tremendous damage to Anthony's self-defense case. First, Anthony did not take the stand in his own defense. A curious decision by his lawyers, given that an attempt to draw sympathy from the jury could have aided greatly in getting the charges reduced to manslaughter. Second, the majority of the prosecution's witnesses, all of whom laid the blame for the incident on Anthony, were black. Anthony's self-defense case was dealt another blow Monday when it was revealed that even one of the defense's witnesses said Anthony caused the incident. On Tuesday, the same day that closing arguments were made and, as it turned out, the same day the verdict was given, jurors were instructed to consider manslaughter as a lesser charge. It took a mere 3 hours for the jury to return a verdict of guilty. Under Texas law, Anthony could serve 5 to 99 years. While Anthony's attorneys did not call him to testify at trial, it is highly likely they will have him testify at sentencing to seek a shorter prison term. Since Anthony was under 18 at the time of the murder, he is not eligible for the death penalty. According to reporters from inside the courtroom, Anthony cried and was shaking as the guilty verdict was read. Reporters also claim that Anthony's mother has already taken the stand during the sentencing hearings. She reportedly pleaded with jurors to have mercy on her oldest son. This is Breaking Story, check back for updates.